I can do it.
Puedo hacerlo.
Right, puedo hacerlo. How would you say, I could do it?
Podría.
Yes, it used to be podría, but...
Podría.
Right, podría. So, I could do it.
Podría hacerlo.
Podría hacerlo. We have a little problem here. That little problem is an English problem, not a Spanish problem. An English problem, which means that I will go into something which to me means into a sharpened awareness of your own language. Because it's only through a sharpened awareness of your own language, of English, that you will be able to express yourself very clearly in another language. I'll give you an example. For instance, and you're doing it correctly, but I'm using it as an example. If you want to say, I will tell you, would be?
Le desire. Le desire.
Yes, should have been desire, but le
dire.
Le dire is right.
I remember.
Le dire. The same as with those two friends.
Yes.
Because I will do it would be lo.
Lo haré.
Lo haré, yes. So again, I will tell you would be.
Le dire.
Le dire, yes. How would you say, will you please tell me where it is?
Me dirá, por favor, donde está?
What you just told me correctly is, well, I assume that you don't know where it is, but when you find out in the future, will you then tell me where it is? Usually, when you ask somebody, will you please tell me where it is, it doesn't mean, will you sometime in the future?
No.
This is what I mean by sharpened awareness of your own language, which means that will, in English, expresses a future tense, but not always, except when you start and whenever you start a sentence with will you, in the sense of will you please, that's why I threw in the please, will you please is a polite request, in a way, in English, a polite way to politely avoid the imperative.
Yes.
To avoid saying, tell me where it is.
Yeah.
Or tell me please where it is. You see, will you please? Will you please or would you please tell me? Yes. Which has nothing to do with the future tense or with the conditional. This is what I mean by sharpened awareness. Yes. What am I trying to say?
Yeah.
So therefore, will you please, in Spanish, just use can you. Can you, unless you want to say, quiere, if you want to, yes? But usually, can you? So, puede. But not the future tense.
Puede.
Because will you tell me? Will is the future tense except when you say, will you please? Then it is not the future. If you don't start with will you, if you say, when will you, why will you, where will you, and so on, that is the future in English. When will you tell me? Yes. Then, cuando me dirá? Me lo dirá.